Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
We have talked plentifully. I don't think that's a word. Plentifully. That is a word. We have talked plentifully about HOAs. And Katie, we got to get an update on what's going on in your neighborhood, because you had an HOA, and then out of nowhere, some youngins tried to start a competing HOA, which I don't even know if is possible or is a thing. So there's been some major back and forth. So just summarize a little bit what you were dealing with and what the shocking update is.
I was all types of confused, because after like 2 back-to-back HOA meetings, apparently they couldn't agree on something. And I'm like, what else is there to agree on? Because all we have to worry about is a retention pond. But whatever it was, is that it was such a heated debate in the HOA meeting that the younger crew in the neighborhood decided they wanted to branch off and create their own HOA. But then it was a matter of, well, where do our HOA dues go to? Are we sending it to the new HOA or the old HOA? And then there was letters going back and forth, like, don't send it to them. We'll take legal action, blah, 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 blah. And I was just so confused. But now I have some more answers. So after another one of my neighbors who I think is starting attempted to start the new HOA group.
By the way, has there been any meetings since any of this? And have you attended any meetings? Or are you just getting this all from neighborhood goss?
No meetings. I'm getting this from the neighborhood goss and the letters that have been sent to my house.
Gotcha.
So between those two things, I'm trying to piece together what is going on. So that's why I was very surprised when a neighbor came to my door. And I'm like, oh, it's the HOA stuff again. But this time I was like, you know what? I'm going to answer the door. I have time today. And
we need an update. So thank you.
Yeah. And I need an update, of course. So I answered the door, and it's my neighbor who I went to school with. And he's like, look, Katie, we need you to sign this letter because we're trying to overthrow the HOA board.
Oh, now there's a mutiny in the neighborhood?
Now they're trying to overthrow the HOA board. So I'm like, wait. Before you try to overthrow this HOA board, what is going on? Because last I heard, you all were trying to split off and do a second HOA group. He's like, nope, we're not going to do that anymore. We printed out a copy of the bylaws, and we're trying to do everything by the bylaws now. And he has the handbook with him as well. And he breaks down what's really been going on. He said that he, just like me, was not really involved in the HOA, didn't care until he received a letter. And in our letter, sometimes I think it's like an annual letter or something like that, we'll get a letter of the breakdown of what the fees are going towards.
Which is transparency. That's what you want. If you're going to be paying a fee every year, you're going to want to know where your money's going. So that seems legit.
So now, mind you all, there's not a clubhouse in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
There's not a pool to maintain.
Uh-huh.
There's just a retention pond.
Uh-huh.
And literally the front entrance that, you know, you would have landscaped. That is it. Apparently, about $10,000 was going towards landscaping fees.
Landscaping can be really expensive.
Now, it can be. But here's the thing. There's not much to cut in the front of the yard, like in the front entrance. There's not much to maintain.
Okay.
So he's like, when he saw that, he thought that something was weird, because why is all those fees going towards that? And then at the same time, during that time, nothing was going towards fixing the fence for the retention pond.
Okay.
So he's like, the retention pond looks a mess and you're spending like thousands and overpaying for landscaping fees. So that's when he got involved, and everyone at the last meeting apparently wanted the HOA board to do an audit. And the HOA board's like, hey, we did an internal audit. We're good. And everyone's like, no.
We need an external one.
We need an external one. So that's where the battle started. The current HOA board does not want to do an external audit. They refuse to try to get an external audit. Mm. And two of the board members resigned because of this back and forth.
And so in the external audit is essentially just like, show us the receipts.
Yes.
Like, show us the receipts from the landscaping company and how much y'all spent last year on landscaping.
Yes. So he's like, that raises a flag. You don't want to do an external audit. And then on top of that, at the last meeting, they decided they want to raise our HOA fees and try to have a vote on it after the disagreement and after half of the people walked out the meeting.
Gotcha.
So he's like, there's sketchy stuff going down. So right now they're at a point where like, we're going to overthrow y'all. Y'all need to do an external audit. You're spending all these thousands just for landscaping. It is crazy. And I'm like, is it? And yeah.
No, it is.
The Burt Show.